For more information about Ancient Dragon Zen Gate and Tygon's teaching, please visit us at ancientdragon.org.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Good evening.
I'm very happy tonight to have giving our talk Mauro Cristani, who's a member of the Ancient Dragon Zen Gate board. Mauro is also responsible for all of the flowers and arrangements on our altars. Thank you very much, Mauro.
Thank you. So I wanted to talk about what I seem to be sitting with most of all whenever I'm here and at home, and that my thoughts always seem to go to relationships. And whether it's relationships with family or friends, work people, and anything. And it seems to constantly be one of those things that just comes into my mind all the time. And how I sit with them and how it helps me. You know, the relationships, at least to me, seem to be one of those things. They're the most joyful things that happen to us, but they can also be so complicated. But of course, that's just the way that we make them. Sitting is just one of these things that helps me accept and maintain and I guess be in touch with myself along with other people. Big part of relationship you could think of also as Sangha right here, and I guess I ought to say this is going to be a little bit of a scattered talk, but I'm going to talk to you like you're my friends because you are, and that's kind of the only way I could be up here. I'm not a big into public speaking, but I can do well with a few good friends, so consider yourselves that. Let's start with family. I've got I have kids. I have an older mother. I've been divorced. Was married for 22 years, and we're good friends. I'm happy to say things are very good there between my ex-wife and I. We have two lovely daughters, 23 and 21, and one lives with me, the older one, Mara. And so that's a special thing right there. She graduated college a little over a year ago. She's looking to move on, going to grad school at some point here soon. And it's great to see her and great to be friends. And at the same time, you know, you worry, it's your kid, you know, family is huge. And it, you know, it can be a complicated thing and all of your thoughts and what goes on in your mind. And you think, oh boy, what is she doing? She's staying out too late. You know, she lives with me right now. So this, oh my God, a 23-year-old, you know, imagine. So, and, you know, I could be getting up and she could just be getting in. So things like that. At first it was a little difficult, just like, you know, where is she? But I had to think of myself and I think of where, what I used to be like, what I still am like at times, but not nearly as much as when I was that young. So sitting helps me understand and helps me think back to how I was and how people are and how very different we are too. And it helps me relate with her and understand where she is and what she's doing and all that. And it actually really helps me to accept it. So sitting and thinking about that, because let's face it, I sit to try to be quiet and quiet my mind, but things pop in from all different directions, and it's often relationships. So it's helped me a lot. It's great having her around. I'm going to miss her, but, you know, one day she'll move on and whatever direction, it's great. My other daughter, Layla, lives in Italy. She's studying opera, and she's a writer also. And she's another case, you know, two different children, very different, very close, but very different. And we relate very differently also, always in a good way, but I worry, you know, 21, and she's living over there by herself, and again, sitting and thinking about it helps me get through things, and it, you know, we touch base, you know, every few days a week, whether we Skype and I could see each other or just on the phone, and, you know, but then help, things, thoughts come to mind, you know, what should she do? She's thinking of moving on to another city, and, you know, basically she's in college over there, but, things are difficult, and I have to always think of how can I bless you? How can I help her along without, you know, laying down the rules? You know, she's your kid, you should lay down the rules. But no, you know, I've found it's better to listen, and again, sitting and it is the best thing. So. And then there's my mother. I have an 89-year-old mother. You know, she's at that age where, I grew up in an Italian household. We came from Italy, the four of us, many years ago. And it was one of those households where, you know, the son doesn't do anything. He just, you know, he sits with the dad, and that's all. You know, lift a hand. That's you know. But you know, as I've gotten older, I end up going over there and doing a lot. She still likes to cook, but she's very slow, and things are, you know. And it's tough to see. It's tough to see somebody getting old in front of you. But what I've found is I sit and I think about that. I try not to think of it, but it comes to mind. And, you know, it helps me. You kind of look at it and you think, you know, that's a little bit of a mirror of what you will be one day and, you know, reality. Which, you know, other people might be looking at you the same way, but you just go, oh, I'm sure I look that way. I'm the old one of the old guys here, right? And so some people might go, one day. But so my mom, you know, I do a lot. I go down there quite a bit. She lives about an hour south. And, you know, it's just something about relating to someone that much older than you and helping them as if it was when they helped you when you were a child. You know, roles are reversed. And then I've got, I'm not even reading any of this. Let's see. Then I've got, sorry, I'm going to be a little scattered. You know, I've been in I've been divorced, I think, a little over 4 years now. And things were, there's a little growth for you. You know, trying to figure that one out. And this has helped me a lot being here. Some of you might know, I used to go to Zen Center Green Gulch many years ago. And then when I was married, we moved back here because family was here, and you know, basically did not go to any kind of formal sitting. Did some at home, but not much. You know, after the divorce, this is was just kind of like it was meant to be, and it helps a lot. You know, you get a lot of support here from people. Another relationship, you know, a more open relationship. It's been very good. But all of it is a learning experience, and I've found we've gotten to be, my ex-wife and I have gotten to be great friends through acceptance. I think that's big. And I've probably grown out of it too, and a lot of it is because of being here and sitting and learning how to relate with people that maybe I wasn't able to before. And I've found someone really special that I've been with now for about 2.5 years, and we seem to just kind of click, and it's probably because of acceptance on both our parts and being able to, you know, be truthful, be open, and really be present, which seems to be so important. You know, just being present with people. More relationships. I have a sister. She's 6 years older than me. We also there's something trying to, you know, with your siblings. Think of your siblings and how you interact with them. And now, of course, a lot of it is with my mom and what to do, how to help her. She lives alone. My mom chooses to live alone in her house, and so that's something, you know. And how we interact and how we help in this day-to-day world when so many things are going on. The other thing, relationships, pets, totally different from people, but another kind of this little being that oftentimes, and we had our cat Roy for 19 years. He died in my arms a couple years ago. But, you know, and I know you can, everybody in here probably has had a pet sometime around there. You know, and here's this little Buddha that doesn't question you, doesn't, you know, they just want to be by you, and like, and they'll sit with you, you know, without any complaints. You know? And that's another special relationship. Work also, more relationships. How do we interact with people around us? You know, if you think about it, your whole life, you are today what kind of a product of the relationships that you have with people and your world around you. And, you know, it's like a big wheel, and everything's interacting there to make you who you are and where you are right now. So that whether you've decided to go down one road on your job path or relationships makes you who you are today. So I think about those things, and you know, and accepting things and being present with them seems to always kind of bring me back to a good place. So. Um, So they can be real difficult. Again, you know, I often think when things are difficult with a person, you know, you're sitting there walking on eggshells around them. And then other times it's like you're walking on eggshells within inside yourself, you know, trying to open up to yourself and grow out of that. I guess the biggest thing I can think of is just how this place, this Sangha, the Dharma, what it's taught me, and I'm just real thankful for that.
Thank you, Mauro.
Thank you.
Thank you for a very sweet talk, and very important topic for all of us. So, does anyone have comments, questions, responses for Mauro?
I'm touched by your talk and also touched by knowing you, Mauro. You know, I've seen you interact with your children, and I thought it was really wonderful to watch. And also I thought about, like, you know, you speak Italian to your daughters. There's this kind of sweetness, you know, and caring, you know, and allowing these, you know, beautiful daughters, these beautiful beings to sort of flower. You know, I really appreciate it, seeing that. And, you know, I wonder, like, if Ancient Dragon contributed to that, but I also felt like you've contributed that to us. You know, even the few times your daughters have shown up here with you. The other thing I've thought about is you're speaking about spiritual friendships. You know, and that's an old Buddhist concept of Kalyana Mitra, spiritual friend. And I thought, you know, it is a very precious thing. Thank you for highlighting that. In the end, that's maybe all there is that friendship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for the talk. And it's cool to, like, know a little bit more about you. and of course, you know, for me, you know, I can relate in several respects. So I have an older sister who's 5 years older than I am, and then obviously the pet thing brought up, and it just, you know, it just sort of reminds me of, like, what a sort of unique, special relationship, you know, that is, like, especially with dogs. It's like the dog, for the dogs, like, their whole mission in life is to, like, be your friend. You know? And it's like, you just don't get that too many places, you know? They don't have that ego so much of, you know, picking, you know, trying to get stuff for them, or, you know, the judgment or the conflict that comes out of that. So it's just a nice, like, I don't know, life that's there that's, I don't know, it's unique.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think children, too, up to a certain age, are just like that. Yeah, and then they, you know,
that changes.
Yeah, stuff happens. but certainly, I was thinking about that with when you were talking about your daughters. And I was also thinking about. But that's interesting to know. I didn't realize, because Basil is also from the Italian family, and so his grandmother treated his father, which was the only son, and him, who was the only son, that same way.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. So yeah. Just learning that about you has helped me in this relationship, because they were, you know. But yeah, I mean, he's grown from that, and that it's not just, you know, being. The man of that, I don't know, whatever, but So that was very helpful. But I really appreciate that. It's really cool because, you know, I certainly sit there and think a lot about relationships. I think we all do, you know, that we're involved with. But that's very sweet. Thanks for bringing up pets, too. So that was very nice. So.
Casey?
Thanks for your talk. One thing, when you were talking about pets, kind of brought something up from a long time ago when I had to put my dog down, my old dog, and she was sick, and the vet was like, you've got to make the decision because she'll put her pain and suffering aside for you. And pets, dogs especially, well, that's not really a pet, but they're like, they show you unconditional love and they teach you how to love. And that's something from a nonverbal relationship with another creature that can think and feel and do anything for you. And it's such a moving relationship to have. And now I've got this little pug who is awesome. And every day when I sit zazen, and when he comes over and like lays right here and starts to snore, I'm like, dude.
You know, whenever I see a little pug, and there's a lot in my neighborhood, I always think of, what's the name of the pug in Men in Black?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, and he talks, and he's out of the car, and he's like, wants to make love with all the other dogs. That's great.
So that was with the sweetness of what you spoke. I think that you would be good to help me. How do you deal with people that you conflict with that you don't have time? How do you work with them?
I try to. I don't put myself in their shoes, but I try to. I try to think where are they coming from. I've got a really close friend, another Italian kid. You know, we grew up together, basically. He is a total Republican, though. You know, just not that there's anything wrong with him, but that's not the way that I roll, you know. And yet, you know, we can have our arguments and that, but I kind of try to think of, okay, where is he coming from and what is his situation that makes him look this way? I've got my ex-brother-in-law is the same way. You know, just big business guy. And he seems to fit that mold. This other guy doesn't. But we're still great friends. And so I try to always be open to people and even conflicts at work, let's say, I'll always try to listen to them and not speak out of turn, because they're, you know, oftentimes they might be trying to get their word in. And sometimes it seems like they learn from you because, oh, this guy's letting me talk and he's letting me actually say my word. And then maybe if you don't say anything afterwards, then he really gets riled up. Or something, or at least he learns. But I've found maybe just, you know, again, trying for acceptance, which is always difficult, but, and then I learned something out of it too. I don't know if that's the right answer you're looking for, but
I have more times.
Thanks for your talk, Mauro. That was really beautiful. And I also enjoyed hearing more about you that I didn't know as well. So I liked what you had to say about acceptance, and so definitely a good reminder with relationships and family members and my dog, my cat. But yeah, definitely is, and I think sitting zazen for me also has been a great catalyst in learning acceptance and sitting with what is. And I liked how you kept relating back to your practice with each relationship that you were talking about. It was really helpful. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate you know, how sweet you were in terms of expressing just your caring, obviously, and engagement with each of these people so important to you, and everybody who's spoken really talking about this, and so yes, I think our sitting practice and our sangha practice is about this process of acceptance that you were talking about. How can we allow, you know, it's not that we think about these people, but they're part of us. So when we're sitting and being present and quieting, as you said, and settling naturally, they're with us. And then this acceptance is a funny word. It sounds, I think we ordinarily think of it as sort of something passive, just letting everything happen. But actually, there's a kind of active component. You're actually caring about, you're aware of, you're, as you, I like what you said to Josh, not exactly putting yourself in their shoes, but trying to see where they're coming from. And so for all of us, this sitting practice is a way of more deeply meeting ourselves. And then, of course, that means more deeply meeting all of the people and animals in our lives, and their engagement with us helps our sitting, and vice versa. So you really expressed that in a very lovely way.